fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. Today is the 15th day of August, year of our Lord, 2019, a Thursday. We've got patiently waiting a personal friend of mine, at least I like to call him a friend, Mr. Steve Hunt. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, sir? And how's that new baby?
She is amazing. She has slept through the night every night this week, and I am truly, truly blessed.
I know the feeling. I've got 3 of my own and a couple grandkids that have been raised here, so I know the feeling.
Yeah, that's great.
That is one. Yeah. Anyway, where do you want to go today, Steve? I've got a million questions for you. I'll keep you the whole hour if you want to be on.
I can only do 30. I have a client that will be here in about 30 minutes, actually. So,
understood. No problem, buddy.
But, you know, go ahead. You can start with some questions.
Okay. As you know, I watch metal prices. I'm confined to a wheelchair. I don't have a lot else to do except watch YouTube videos after I get my work done for the day every day. But I've been noticing something, I'd say the past 3 days or so. Now, apparently gold and silver are pretty much running in tandem as far as the charts go. I've been noticing the prices spike as it gets into the Asian and European markets, but when it gets to our markets, it's dropping down. My question is this, that drop down, which is not normal, is that because people are trying to cover margin calls and stuff and flooding the market? What do you think the reasoning is for that?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of optimism. I think a lot of brokers are trying to push people to cash out of it. And I mean, stockbrokers hate gold and silver. It's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
They're not big fans of it. So, you know, I think a lot of them are pushing people to get out of the markets. You know, they're telling people not to, except for J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan is telling all their clients to buy into foreign currencies or into gold. I mean, it's on their website, for goodness sake. It says to start investing into foreign currencies and gold. So, you know, but I also think that they're using optimism from Trump saying that, you know, he might not enact any new tariffs until Christmas time, you know. But, you know, you look at last night, what the news that came out, you know, and futures were horribly down last night. And
yes.
Everybody was talking about, you know, this morning was going to be a really bad crash. And then all of a sudden China came out in their own news, and their own news said that they're hoping that Trump will meet them halfway on some of these trade issues. And just because of what China right. said, you know, the market, you know, corrected and it rebounded. I mean, it was going to be down dramatically. It might have been one of the biggest crashes, you know, we've ever seen before we opened. And all of a sudden, because of that, it's now only down, you know, or up a little bit, like 20 points. So
right.
it's silly. It's a lot of hopes and dreams and smoke that is not really happening. I mean, you can't really invest on rumors. It doesn't work that way.
No, but I think that's what people are doing. And it's scary
yeah.
to me. You
yeah,
know, right now.
I mean,
now, I would say that even though silver's up $2 or $3 from what it was a couple of months ago, that it's still an excellent time to invest. I'm sitting here looking at silver at 1720 live right now. I'm looking at gold at 1514, which is quite a bit off the highs for the day. Might see by about $8. Now, I would call this a good time to invest specifically for wealth preservation. What's your opinion on that?
I think you're going to see gold and silver go much higher. I think people are underestimating how severe this crash is going to be. I really do. I think, you know, seeing silver, you know, go past $50, seeing gold go past, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 is going to be what people should be expecting to see. I mean, if people are worried about, you know, dollars in gold and you know, 10, 20, 50 cents in silver, you guys are worrying about pennies instead of $100 bills. I mean,
exactly.
This is going to be a severe move in the market, and the dollar is going to tumble. And if you're waiting for, you know, little tiny movement or corrections to get into the market, you're missing out on a much bigger picture.
Right. You know, dollar amounts to me, Steve, are not important. The value of those dollars is what's important. And the way I see it, silver and gold both preserve the value, regardless of where the dollar goes. Would you
right.
agree with that?
Yep. You know, that's the whole thing. Well, gold especially. Gold is a preservation of wealth. I mean, it always has been. You know, an ounce of gold will buy you the same thing it did 20 years ago. You go back to 2000 and January 2000 and look at prices, you know, national averages for things. And you see that, you know, gas was on average, you know, $1.18 a gallon. You know,
right.
you look at, you know, how much eggs were, you know, $1 a carton. You know,
right.
everything was a certain price. And you look at what they are today. National average on gas is like $2.75. You know, and then you look at, you know, eggs. You know, you're spending $2.50. You know, everything has gone up 2 or 3 times in price. You know, as has gold. Gold has gone up 3 times. So, you know, it's. Gold's going to maintain your purchasing power all throughout life. That's all it does. It's insurance on your wealth. Silver is a place you put your money into if you're trying to make money. You know, that's your gamble
right.
on your investment, because silver goes to $50. I mean, you're talking a 3-time return on your investment. You know, and that's not going to take much to go there. Silver's been suppressed by the big companies, you know, J.P. Morgan's and Edward Jones. You know, they've played with this price for far too long.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, once they take their you know, their hold off of it, I think it's going to go to $100 or $200.
Oh, I absolutely agree. There was a time I took a screenshot of it. Oh, it was a couple, 3 months ago. I don't remember when it was, Steve. But silver spiked up by, maybe $1.50 an ounce. This is memory. I'm not looking at the chart now. But you could actually see where paper silver was being sold over the period of about 20 minutes, and you could just see this perfect stair step down, 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 every couple of minutes. And, you know, I took a screenshot of it. I sent it to my co-host, Rick Schmidt, and we both got a good laugh out of that. You know, no, it's not manipulated or nothing. But, yeah, they do.
You know, what's funny about that is, but you go back to 2008 through 2010, and you look at what broke stockbrokers were putting people into during that massive run. I mean, silver went from $7 to $30 in a matter of 2 years. I mean, that's
yeah,
a huge
did.
Run. And brokers were putting people into mining companies that were losing money. I mean, people that were in mining shares, I mean, if you go back and look at almost all mining shares back then, almost everybody lost money. I mean, it was a horrible investment, you know, for people. Why you wouldn't invest in the actual price of metal, you know, or take physical metal doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I agree. You know, now the push is on for mining shares again, from what I've been reading. I've even looked at a couple of prospectus of these companies, and on paper they look great. But the thing is, with inflation, their costs to mine keep going up, and that is going to drag down, you know, their profits. Make their operating costs higher, their profits go lower. It's simple math. So I'm on your side on this one, buddy. I say get the physical. Back with the stock
market. I mean, I have so many clients that have lost fortunes in mining stocks. I mean, look, a mining stock is like baloney. It's a lot of things mixed into one little thing. And it's, you know, you better hope that they're on good ground. You better hope they know how to manage production costs. You better hope they know how to, you know, manage the salaries and the fuel costs and everything else. And it's just so many things to worry about, you know. And I have a really close friend who lost, and when I say millions, I mean millions of dollars in one mining share alone. And it was $23, and now today I think it's like 25 cents. And, you know, this, and we're talking from 2008 to today. I mean, it's such a gamble. It's just not worth it. You might as well go to Vegas and bet on red. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I agree with you. However, 25 cents, I might be tempted to, you know, to buy 300 shares just for the fun of it and watch what happens, you know,
putting a couple
dollars in the slot machine.
He actually doubled down, and he bought when it got down to 50 cents, and it went down to 10 cents, and then it's back up to 25. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, the problem is people watch it go down, and people will just ride that train all the way down hoping that it comes back, and sometimes you just got to say enough's enough, take your money out, and go somewhere else and try to make your money back.
Yeah, well, I've never made money in the stock market, ever. But on precious metals, right at this particular point in time from when I started buying, and my wife started buying, we're up 300%.
Oh, wow.
In value.
That's great.
You know, I don't got that much, Steve, but I'm just saying, you know, percentage-wise, it's great. One of the best buys
was
made in 1994. You know, she bought
it. It doesn't take much to make that much money, does it?
No, yeah. It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's great. I mean, if you think about silver, it's, you know, $17 to get an ounce of silver. I mean, you know, if you only have a couple $1,000 and you pick up some silver, it doesn't matter if you have $2,000. If it goes with 300%, you have $6,000. You know, that's the whole point of this, is percentage, is return on investment. You know, that's your goal. It shouldn't matter what the cost is to get in. It doesn't matter how much you're getting in return. ROI is all anybody should care about.
Right, exactly. Now, I've bought a bunch of smaller silver coins, you know, like 10th ounce, quarter ounce, with primarily the idea of barter, if it ever comes to that. And I haven't really lost anything, except the premiums were ridiculous. I haven't really lost anything if the dollar all of a sudden magically gets stable again. I haven't lost a penny.
Yeah.
You know,
I've got a ton of 10th ounce silver rounds. I mean, you know, my biggest fear is going to a gas station or going to a store, you know, and the guy behind the counter says, you know, what is a dime? It's 10 cents. And, you know, they don't understand that it's 90% silver. So I went and had a whole bunch of 10 ounce silver rounds made. And, you know, all the rounds say 999, you know, fine, one 10th ounce of troy ounce of silver. So I've made this as proof that anybody can read this and know what it is as possible. So we'll see how it goes.
Right. Now, do you have those in stock now, Steve?
Yeah. No, I actually just placed another order 2 days ago, for about 20,000 of them. So it's going to take a while to get them minted.
All right. Put me down for 10 ounces of them total when you get them in, please.
Yeah, I will. Yep, I'll let you know.
Okay, that works. Now, folks, if you want to buy from Steve, the easiest way to do it, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, jump in here anytime, is to go to John Morris' website. there is the Swiss America logo up there. It's a red box with 90-degree stripes on it. You click on that, and that takes you to Steve's place of business. Now, you also have a number, too, Steve. Can you give that number out twice slowly so people can write it down?
Sure, Cam. My direct line here is 1-800-630-1491. I'll say it again, 1-800-630-1491. And that will come straight to my desk.
All right. Now, I'm curious, Steve. I know that most people aren't going to care about this, but people that are avidly into silver and gold like I am do. On your new 1/10 ounce coins, is there a premium per coin or a premium per order? How does that work, buddy?
So on the 10th ounce, the smaller the coin goes, the higher the price does go on them, only because you got to pay for the mint stamp them. And those stamps only last about 15,000 impressions. So once those stamps wear out, I got to pay for another stamp, and they got to make more. So the cost of those stamps get built into all the coins. Whereas if you're talking 150 ounces, whereas if I was doing 1 ounce coins, you know, you're talking, you know, 15,000 ounces. It's a huge difference. So, you know, there's not so much of a premium per se, but it's the cost of the stamp that goes into the coin.
Understood. And yeah, I'm glad you said that because I got a feeling a lot of our listeners didn't know that. I did. I'm very happy you made that point. Well, folks, you've heard it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And I'm in complete agreement with everything Steve has said here. I agree with him about gold. I agree with him about silver. But yet gold is $1,500 an ounce. But folks, if you don't have the money to buy an ounce of gold, there are fractional rounds and bars, or you can go for silver and get a greater quantity in ounces, but of course, you know, it's worth much less right now. But either one, in my opinion, is a good investment. Now, Steve, I know you can convert IRAs, or at least most IRAs, to precious metals, which I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Can you tell people a little bit how that works?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my biggest business right now. Is so many people are trying to protect their retirement accounts. I mean, let's face it, that's most of the people, you know, in the United States, that's their savings account for, you know, the future. Mm-hmm. And we got so many people that are rolling over 401ks and IRAs and 403bs. I mean, basically the process is we roll over your account into another trust company. So it's still 100% in an IRA. It's still 100% tax deferred. And we use those funds to purchase the actual physical metal. Bars, coins, it has to be modern day stuff. It can't be anything old or anything, you know, numismatic. No rare Indians or nothing like that. Has to be modern day.
Just bullion.
Yeah, correct. And then we take those coins and we send them to a place called Delaware Depository, which is one of the only approved facilities that's allowed to hold your metal for you. And they hold it there. So your money is invested in physical coin. And then should you get to a point where you're taking RMDs, your mandatory distributions, or you want to take a distribution, we'll send you a form and it will say, do you want to take that distribution in kind or in cash? And what that means is if you want cash, they'll send the metal to me. I will send a check to your custodian, and they will send you the funds. If you want the actual metal, you can do that. You can write, I want to take it in kind, and the depository will actually send you the physical metal to your doorstep, and that's how you take your distributions. So it's an easier way of taking acquisition of metal into your hands through your retirement account.
Right. Now, hang on through the break, Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9444.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this Thursday, the 15th day of August, year of our Lord, 2019. Right now we're visiting with Mr. Steve Hunt. Steve, we got about 3.5 minutes of airtime. Why don't you tell the people whatever? Oh, wait, Steve. We got Kyle in Montana on line 11, who I'm sure has a question for you. Kyle, you're on the air. We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, Steve, you brought up a couple of things in my thinking. I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate for this question. How do you know that depository isn't playing the same kind of a Ponzi scheme that the banks do with money? You know, because they don't have the money that's deposited in their account. It's just, you know, a bunch of zeros and ones, and they might be counting that you'll never really ever want your silver back.
Well, me personally, I've been there probably 7 or 8 times. I've gone with clients to go there and check on their metal that wanted to see it and kind of be like Scrooge McDuck and go swim through it. So I've personally been to their facilities. It's a very large, secure facility, and I have complete and utter faith in it. My wife's account is actually through them and has her metal there. If I would never have moved my wife's retirement account over into there if I had any doubt in my mind. There are okay. Other facilities. There's a couple more that you can use. There's a couple Brinks facilities that will do precious metal holdings. One is in New York and one is in Utah. And other than that, that's the only ones that have been approved by the government for a precious metal holding zone.
Do they charge you to hold your silver?
Yeah, they do charge. They charge, I believe it's 1% of your retirement account is what their fee is.
Okay. Now, jumping track just a little bit, because I know we're out of time. Curious, when do you expect, or what do you think will precipitate silver running to like $40 to $50 an ounce?
Well, I think we just started it. I mean, this run, to see silver run up $3 in the matter of 6 weeks, I mean, that's incredibly fast. I mean, you guys have to understand, the last time gold moved $200 and silver moved $3 this fast was a span of almost a year and a half. I mean, back in 2008, it took a while for this type of move to get going, and as fast as the Treasury yielders are, you know, this holding with this thing inverting the way it did, the trade going on with China, you know, and China's just throwing things against the wall, saying, you know, maybe you guys will meet us halfway. You know, what they're saying is trying to get their markets to move. It has nothing to do with us, you know, and our people are reading that as optimism. It's not. I mean, Trump is not going to meet anybody halfway. He's pretty much made that abundantly clear, that he's going to look out for the American people, and he's going to, you know, do whatever we have to make this an even trade. So I think this is going to speed up faster and faster. J.P. Morgan is telling people that they think the crash might happen, you know, within the next 2 months. I think it was Morgan Stanley said on CNBC the other day that they believe a Lehman-like crash will happen by the end of August. So everybody's predicting different times, but, you know, it seems to be unanimous that this is going to happen sooner than later.
I agree.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it when you come on. And
I
appreciate John.
No, I enjoy it.
You too, Steve.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. You bet.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your call. Oh, okay, Steve, we got about, it looks like, a minute and a half. Go ahead and tell people whatever you want to tell them, buddy.
You know, since the last show last week, I've had a couple callers call in, you know, and I'm going to have to reiterate something, because it seems like there's some people out there that have been buying in the past, you know, probably years ago, they bought from some unscrupulous dealers. And they bought some, you know, high-grade Eagles, or they bought some bullion that they thought was something different, or they paid some ridiculous premiums on some coins. You know, if you guys have metal, you know, if you want to call me and get my email address or whatever you want and give me a list of what you have, you need to make sure that you're in the right product right now, because when silver doubles in price, you don't want to be saying, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to make so much money, and then you call in and find out you're breaking even. You know, that defeats
right.
The purpose of why you're investing. Make sure that you're in a product that's going to go up and you're going to make money in this, and that you didn't get ripped off. You know, it's a phone call. I don't charge you anything for information. The info is free. So if you have metal, give me a quick call. Let me tell you whether you have something good or bad. You can remain anonymous on the phone. You don't have to tell me anything other than what you have, and I'll tell you if it's good.
Right. Now, let me ask you a real quick question. I guess we got about a minute more. Give me some examples, if you would, of good and bad. Just a few.
Bad, I've had people that have bought MS-70 Gold Eagles, and they're paying over $2,000 for them. When
Ouch.
A Gold Eagle is bullion, you cannot make you cannot take a bullion coin and glorify it and say it's MS-70. They're all MS-70s. They're uncirculated. So there's some
right.
dealers out there that are selling these coins and saying, oh, they're worth so much more money. They're not. There's people selling old fractional bullion, and they're doubling and tripling the price. That is junk. Bullion is bullion. The IRS is what determines what's bullion or not. You know, if the IRS says we're going to 1099 you on this, it's bullion. I mean,
right.
don't let a dealer, you know, sway you and say that this is something rare when it's really not. I mean, you got to be careful with what people are telling you.
Well, that, I think, would be very helpful to people. Steve, I thank you. I will be in touch eventually. Folks,
yeah, sounds good. It was nice talking to you again.
Thank you, Steve. We'll be back after the break with Open Lines. Go ahead and give us a call now, 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, today is the 15th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2019, and it's a Thursday. This is your host, Tim Spencer, sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. I'll probably be here tomorrow, but I'm not sure. John might be back from what he's having to take care of. But we'll see what happens. Either way, it'll be a good show tomorrow. We start off with Tom Berryhill. For 1 hour with emergency radio communications. And then we go to Dr. Lynn Wilbert on the second hour, and we talk about everything health-related. Call-ins are welcome on both shows. Okay, folks, this last half hour is open lines. You can give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to. You guys pick the subject. Now, something I've been noticing, folks, and I'm sure you have too, is money doesn't go as far as it used to by any matter of means, especially if you're up in your 50s or 60s or 70s and you remember what prices used to be. But anyway, I'm going to throw out a few hints for ways you can make a few extra dollars. You're not going to get rich, but some ways you can make a few extra dollars. Number one, my personal favorite, and I'll start with that. I love what is called scrapping. Now, what do you do? Well, To start with, you check out your local scrap yards. You find out if they got a website, write it down, bring it home, put it on your computer, and you can always know what the price of scrap steel is, extruded aluminum, cast aluminum, brass, copper, number one copper, number two copper, and all that. Now, once you find out what there's a market for, if you have a trailer or pickup, you can go out on trash days in various parts of your town or city and pick up scrap. Now, let's talk about picking up scrap. For steel, you want the heaviest scrap you can get. Otherwise, you're going to be loading up the back of your truck with old barbecue grills and get $5 at the scrap yard for an entire truckload. You don't take the barbecue grills. You take the cast iron grates out of them. Steel anything that's heavy. You get done with your area, you've got as much heavy steel as you can. You can always loop back around and pick up the lighter stuff if you don't have a full truckload. Now, right now, at least here where I live, scrap steel is $80 a ton. Folks, an hour's work anywhere around a large population, you can have a ton of steel. You're not picking up one ton at once. You're driving around looking for it sitting by the curb. You make two trips a day, folks, that's $160 in your pocket. Copper right now, I can tell you my local prices. Give me just a second. All right, aluminum cans, 35 cents a pound. Aluminum radiators, clean, 16 cents a pound. White aluminum case transmissions, $3 each. Brass, depending on the kind, anywhere from $1.25 down to 20 cents a pound. Copper, $2 a pound, all the way down to 10 cents a pound, considering what it is. Here's one that most people don't understand. You see a computer sitting beside the road. Pick it up. Bring it home. You can take low-grade, mid-grade, high-grade computer boards, hard drives, motherboards, silver memory cards, gold memory cards. Gold memory cards, by the way, go for $6 a pound. Silver memory cards, $2 a pound. But the key to making money on this is sorting. Now, if you just take them unsorted computer boards, you're going to get 10 cents a pound. You're losing a ton of money. And there's all kinds of things. And, you know, like I said, right now, scrap iron, $80 a ton. And it doesn't take you, if you're in a good area, it doesn't take you an hour to load it up. Now, me, it'd take 3 days. Bouncing around on one leg trying to pick up somebody's old safe is not fun. So that would not work for me. But I still occasionally do go out and get copper wire, insulated copper wire, cut them off appliances. They're going to the landfill anyway, cut them off. All right, I've said enough about that. Got any questions, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Second favorite option, Craigslist and eBay. My biggest source for finding stuff to sell on there is thrift stores. Anything from computer monitors to furniture, stuff like that. I just picked up a nice, solid oak dining room table for free. All I had to do was load it and get it out of there. Also picked me up, literally, a brand new wheelchair, which I desperately needed. Again, free. See something sitting out beside the curb and you're not sure if it's trash or not, go knock on the door. All they can do is say no. I mean, that's what I did. Worked for me. So, you know, the money's out there, folks. You just got to be willing to work for it. That's the whole thing. So that's my little tip of the day. It ain't a prepper tip of the day. It's a survival tip of the day in this economic situation we're in. If you're on a fixed income like me, every little bit helps. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. You might totally reject it and say, oh, I don't want to get my hands dirty going through other people's trash. Hey, that's up to you. You know, they make gloves, so I use them. But anyway, give me a call, folks, 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to. I'm going to switch back over here to the news real quick, see if anything interesting is going on. Okay. Tech CEO denies Epstein's alleged madam living at his oceanfront mansion. Okay, so what I said in the first hour is absolutely bad information. I apologize. I'm just telling you what I find written down. Gibraltar judge rules to release seized Iranian tanker. That's a good thing, in my opinion. Might have stove off of the start of a war there. Okay. Ooh, here's a financial one. Euro and bond yields tumble as ECB official says stimulus measures may overshoot. All right, let's talk about what stimulus measures mean. Negative interest rates and unlimited digitally printing money. What does that do? It lowers the value of currency. Who does it hurt? It hurts people like you and me, folks. Prices go up. It is artificial inflation intentionally inflicted upon us by various governments, read central banks. Not a good thing. Okay, UK Home Office on lockdown after man stabbed. Remember, folks, carrying knives and guns in the UK is illegal, but they keep having all of these murders. Okay, Dow dumps back into red, erases meet halfway gains on Trump comments. I don't know what Trump's comments were, but like Steve Hunt said in the last half hour, Trump isn't going to give an inch. He doesn't have to. And Bitcoin back below 10,000 is 3 billion China Ponzi allegedly dumps crypto. So, you know, they got out while the getting was good, caused price to go down. They flooded the market. Is it illegal? No. The fact is, it's actually smart on their part. Okay, let's see what else we got going on. Talk about crazy, folks. Police say motorist was playing Pokemon Go on 8 phones simultaneously. Well, so much for not texting and driving with this guy. It happened in Washington State last night. Okay, that's just too over the top. But it shows a picture here of a guy with a, it looks like a styrofoam board with 8 phones implanted in it and all of them on. Okay. Well, each their own, I guess. Seems kind of, it says he was parked on the shoulder. He wasn't driving. I don't know how you could drive and play on 8 different phones at once. Hell, I can't do it on one. And I pretty much know what I'm doing. New phone, though. Understandable. Everyone's different. Okay, folks, another subject I wanted to bring up related to Firearms Monday. I never got a chance to ask my friend Sam Andrews a question I wanted to ask. So I'm going to ask you callers and listeners to give me a call and see what you think. My question to Sam, and this is a rule-based question, and that is if you could only have one truck gun, what would it be? Now, mine is quite simple. It's a short barrel 12-gauge shotgun, legal, by the way, with threads cut in it for rem chokes. Pump, 12-gauge, 870. I carry it on my ATV here on the farm. I've got a regular horse scabbard. I don't ride anymore because I can't stay on the damn horse with just one leg. It doesn't work well. And I don't like how hard that ground is. The older I get, the harder the ground seems to be. So, that's my choice. I wanted to get Sam's opinion, and I'd like to get your opinion, so give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. Now, okay, let me see. Now, I want to go over a few things on John's website. Now, he doesn't go through it like I do. I'm the guy that maintains it, so I pretty much know it inside and out. Now, if you look at it, if you mouse over the section at the top of every page that says products, well, he's got an AMSOIL store. He's a distributor for AMSOIL. You place an order there, you get tremendous AMSOIL products, plus you support John. Next one down is Amazon products. He's got a bunch of things there that he recommends. Yes, he does get a cut of the action on that, and he should. He's the one that put this list together. We've got Berkey water filters, which are pretty much self-explanatory. He's got doTERRA oils. He's got the energy cleaner, which we talked about in the first hour. Fantastic product. Now, next one down. I have this both on his website and ruralsurvival.show. Free downloads. Folks, if memory serves, there's like 4.5 gigabytes of free downloads there. For Health Masters, he's got a coupon code there. And he's got a coupon code for Simply Clean Foods. Now, at the very bottom, it says John's products. These are products that he actually has at his house that he sells. And I've been to his house, 100% valid. I've seen his product store. You know, this is stuff he has. There's everything from Confederate battle flags to Faraday bags, videos that he's produced. Let's see, what else? And that's pretty much it right now. But anything that's not there, you can click on the Amazon products and see what he's got. Now, let's see. Also on his website, he's got his links to other websites. These are really great websites, folks. I put them all up. I can't remember all of them. There's 30 or 40 of them there. Click on that link, it'll take you to that page. All those links open in a new tab. We got the AP World News feed. It updates every 10 minutes. You click on that, you can leave it on your screen and see what's going on all over the world. We've got open source intelligence. Now, folks, what this is, a person, group, however you want to say it, that I won't reveal because I've been asked not to, sends us a list of articles from around the world every day about this time. It should be coming in any minute. And I post them on that page. It's stuff that you will never, ever hear about on Fox News or CNN. I've got a link to current precious metal prices. We've got a link to your local weather. This is determined by your IP address. You click on that, you get a fantastic forecast, current conditions, and all that stuff. So you might want to peruse John's website if you haven't been there for a while. This current version's been up about 6 months or so, maybe five. I really worked hard on this, tried to make it super easy to navigate. Now, one of the other tabs up here at the top says services. Click on that. Now, these are professional services that John coordinates and provides personally in some cases, along with contracted associates. Public speaking, John does that. Firearms proficiency and safety training, that is done by John at Freedom Center USA. Tactical security, strategic security, and emergency management consulting services. John does do that mostly by himself. There are a few contracted people that help. Private security assignments, give John a call at 314-965-3007, and you can start from there. We're not listing anything on the website about that. Lawful, military grade, and heavy weapons procurement. Yes, John does that. anything from your basic full auto AK-47 to rocket launchers, 50 caliber machine guns, aerial denial weapons. It is legal to do that with the proper documentation. John is an expert on the proper documentations. Next thing is specialized and customized property / facility and personnel protective services. Again, call John at 314-965-3007.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Steve Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the 15th day of August, year of our Lord, 2019. I see my co-host from the Rural Survival Show is on the phone. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, good morning, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, buddy. What's up?
Fine. Oh, you know, nothing. I shouldn't say nothing. Just a couple minutes. I would mention, I don't know if you want me to change the subject here at all, but
sure.
the in the bond yields, the 2 and the 10 are finally inverted, so it's a full-on inversion. Yesterday I think it was. I could quote statistic after statistic that, you know, would indicate that this whole mess is being held together, not even by tape and bubble gum, but basically it's nothing more at this point than the confidence of the consumer. And the consumer, there are lots of statistics to indicate the consumer is about finished. They're tapped out, and their personal debt is all-time high. Personal defaults are at an all-time high, and the administration was basically, since the Federal Reserve has no more tools with which to try to correct the problem, they were counting on the consumer to spend us out of it, and it's according to the data, the recent data, like as of yesterday, the consumer isn't going to be able to do that. So there's the good news for the morning. So I just thought I would bring that up. Yeah, it's yet at some point I think we're going to see something that is just absolutely amazing to behold, and I don't think we have too long to wait. I don't know for certain, but it certainly appears that things are actually speeding up.
Well, I agree, Rick, and as Steve Hunt and I were talking about, you've got some people saying crash by the end of the month, others saying end of the year. Now, you know, that doesn't mean the dollar goes to zero. What that really means is the market loses X percent. I forgot what it was. There's a certain percentage. But from what I'm reading, some people are talking as much as a 60% drop. Now,
you're talking about in the stock market?
Yeah, stock market. Oh. Well, bonds are already crap. Bonds are gone. You know, in reality, anybody that invests in bonds right now is going to take a massive haircut at maturity because of inflation, not to mention the super low interest rates. And I personally believe we're going to see zero interest rates on bonds or negative within the next 6 months.
Well, Rick Santelli, late last week, or was it Monday, was going crazy on CNBS. Because we actually last week had a failed bond auction. They tried to sell some bonds at some point and couldn't do it.
Yep. Well, Rick, thank you for your call. I'll be in touch with you later today if you're not at work.
I'll see you.
All right. Anyway, folks, we'll be back same time, same channel tomorrow. Stay safe out there. Maintain your situational awareness, and bye-bye for now.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.